so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
Good morning. Take a breath. Take a big breath. We're going in. All the way in. So breathe easy through your nose. Exhale gently through your mouth and feel the full force of the breath of life. Send the breath of life up to the top of your being, up to the crown. And there at the crown is what we in unity call our Christ mind, or our super conscious mind. But what is the Christ mind in me but the memory of God? The memory of good. The good that I am, the good that I have always been, and the good that I will always be. And so I'd like to begin with the Christ in me is awake now. And those of you who care to, would you know that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. So let the memory of God or the memory of good flow down through your whole being to awaken every cell, every tissue, every fiber of your being. The Christ in me is awake now. And so as the memory of good is fully awakened, and we maintain the breath of life, let's take on the thought, today I choose life, and I choose it more abundantly. Tell yourself, tell your whole being, today I choose life, and I choose it more abundantly. Because we're about to travel into the silence, and on that whole journey in, would you continue to remind yourself, today I choose life, and I choose it more abundantly. Today I choose life, and I choose it more abundantly. Let's go on in. Today, this moment, I choose life. And I choose it more abundantly. I have an abundance of life. I am an abundance of life. Wherever I am, life is. And all is well. So knowing this, having this experience, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called Unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. So Britt asked me to come and speak, and when he asked me, I asked my fellow to come and sing. He's like a professional. So, welcome. I'm Reverend Sean Moninger, and this was my first church, Unity of New York. Actually, the other one was, and then we broke away from it. But I'm the first board president. How about that? I got to be the first licensed Unity teacher, the first interfaith minister, the first Unity minister to come out of this church. I'm special. Yeah. I need a lot of attention, clearly. I need a lot of focus. And speaking of which, I'm going to do this. It's a shameless self-promotion. I'm doing a show next week, and it's called Sean Moninger, because I can too. Second addiction. And I've been doing this for a while now. It's my second show, hence because I can too. I'm doing it at the Metropolitan Room next Saturday afternoon, and Lenny Watts is my opening act. And I bring this up because some people might say, I don't really care for that self-promotion he did. Why did he have to show his flyer during his spiritual talk? Well, let me tell you why. First of all, you're not the one I'm worried about coming. I'm doing this because of what I got in this church and from the summer retreats. I was terrified to ever get up on a stage. I was terrified to ever sing. I was terrified because I kept making up things that you guys were thinking about me. Aw, I know. I know. And now, this year, I won the Broadway World Award for Outstanding Musical Comedy. And I'm nominated for a MAC Award for Spoken Word. Interesting. Musical comedy in one paper and spoken word for another, and it's the exact same show. But I got this out of Unity. I did this because I came here and I heard what was possible. And so I want to include you. If you want to come next Saturday, 4:00, the Metropolitan Room, I'd love to see you there. It's an hour of stand-up is what it is, with a couple of songs thrown in. And hence the spoken word. I just marvel at what's possible. David was doing a workshop at a summer retreat years ago at Trinity. And it was a songwriting. And I got up that first, I took it, and I thought, well, I can't be the only one not getting up to sing. And I did. I wrote my song, my funny song, Big Honkin' Love Song it was called. And I did it, and people were like, wow. And I thought, wow. And then the next year, I wanted to write something serious, so I ended up with the Cookie Song. If you want to know the Cookie Song, go on YouTube, Sean Moninger, and you will find. Please go on YouTube. I want to go viral with the Cookie Song. You'll find me there, big fellow with a big cookie sweatshirt on, singing the Cookie Song. We're not singing it today. That's not one of our selections this morning. But all that came out of Unity of New York. And that wasn't just me. That's all of us, who inspires all of us to take a step into what we're afraid of, into what seems dangerous. I'm going to read something to you here from my favorite book, The Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. And it says, in the book of Luke, chapter 17, and it says, "Now you are learning not to look for the kingdom of God in a time or as a place. For the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is your self, capital S self. In your natural state of truth and joy, when your misperceptions of yourself have been healed. I have told you that you have only traveled away from me, capital M, me, within your perception of yourself. This is not an analogy or a helpful thought. This is the truth. In your own perception, you see yourself as something other than I am. And it is this misperception that keeps you from seeing the kingdom of God, which is at hand within you now. When will your misperceptions be healed? I don't think it writes in that tone, but I thought I'd add that. Oh, when will your misperceptions be healed? Holy Spirit says, this is a question that has no answer. For when is a matter of time, and healing is not a matter of time. Healing is a matter of willingness. Forget about time and the future. Focus on now and the thoughts that are in your mind now. Lay aside resistance now. Dismiss meaningless thoughts now. Focus on your willingness and nurture gratitude for being. This is the process that brings about the healing of misperception, and it is the process of now. The kingdom of God is within you now. Do not let yourself be distracted away from it. So, today's talk is called, You're Already There. You're already there. Now, does anybody remember from my classes what I say the greatest cause of suffering is? Anybody? Wow. What? Yes. Exactly. So that's one person. One person. There's all these people have been taking my classes over the years. Person. Your board president. See? Yeah, the cause of all suffering is I'm here and I want to be there. And I think I can't get there. I don't have enough money to get there. There's people holding me back from getting there. And here I am stuck here. I'm like, oh, man, and I want to be there. And then you see a pathway, and you try to get there by doing this. And you're here. Wait a minute, I thought I was going to be there. And I'm here, and I don't have a clue, because I did the giant step, you know, Mother, may I take one giant step, I missed out on the journey of being here. And being here, and being here, and being here. And once I'm here, I have no concept of there, except it's there. And now I'm here. Now I'm never getting there, because I'm already there, wherever I am. Wherever, now I'm there, here and there are the same place. There is a misperception, as I just read about. Over there is a misperception of myself. And if I'm not thinking clearly here, I'm in a misperception of myself. And not only that, I'm in a misperception of God. I'm in a misperception of wisdom. I'm in a misperception of health. I'm in a misperception of wealth and well-being. I'm in a misperception of peace. If I am here in a misperception of myself, then I am here in a misperception of God and all whatever God is. Wherever life is, there you are and all is well. Wherever you are, life is and all is well. And it's a prayer for protection. Wherever I am, God is and all is well. Did you know that statement is a prayer and not an indication that the service is over? I just thought I'd ask. good, we're at the prayer protection. What are we going to eat? And so, to look at it, wherever I am, God is. Wherever I am, God is. It's not wherever I am, my perception of God is. It's wherever I am, God is. Whether I'm in a happy space or an unhappy space, God is. Whether I like what's going on in the world or not, God still is. And I think with that, whatever goes on in the world that we see, we have an opinion about. Let's understand that first of all. I have an opinion about what's going on. And I don't know about you, sometimes I'm very committed, perhaps overly committed to my opinions. And then suddenly I'm fighting for them. And it's crazy if resistance comes at me. Let me tell you why I should be upset. You know, somebody said, oh, you shouldn't be upset. It should be, well, let me tell you why I should be upset. David's gotten very good at working with me. At home, he no longer resists. And so I don't have to prove why I should be upset. If I express my dissatisfaction in life, he says, uh-huh. It's very frustrating for a few moments, but I have nothing to argue. I don't have to prove it, so the upset passes. Try this at home. You do not have to be a professional to practice non-resistance. And so sometimes when I'm wishing it were different, you know, over there, you know, I just hate this term, but the good place is, as opposed to the bad place. Why is it bad? Because I'm uncomfortable. It's not because they're doing this. It's because I don't like the thoughts I'm thinking while they are doing this, whoever they may be. Do you understand the difference? It's not about what they are doing. That's not what makes me hate and fear and want to die some days. It's the thoughts I'm allowing myself to think about what I see that terrifies me. It's that, I thought evil was out there. Now suddenly I'm finding it in me. And I know evil's not a word we like to use here. Evil and sin, I'm missing the mark is my point. I'm forgetting who I am. I'm forgetting the good that I am. And I have forgotten to trust that I am already there for this part of my journey. And now I'm there for this part of my journey. And now I'm already there for this part of my journey. My journey as a Sean. Your journey as a you. You know, to realize, it's life isn't what I thought it was. I thought it was harder. I thought it was more complicated, and it really isn't. Life is quite simple. Spirituality is quite simple because only truth is true. And anything that's not true is not going to be true. So why am I fighting so hard about what is not true? When I could be easing into what is true. You know, that's how we will shape the world, how we will shift the world that we see. Because each of us here has our own world. And each of us here is at the center of it. Now, we may not like what's at the center of it if you do not care for yourself. If you are invested in guilt. If you are invested in shame. If you are invested in your past that may perhaps doesn't have as much light as you'd like to see in it. But it's a poor investment. Please sell short. If you are investing in less than truth, in less than the good that you are, sell short. It's a poor, very poor investment, and it's never going to pay off in joy. It's not going to pay off in wealth. It's not going to pay off in health and well-being. It's not going to pay off in any real satisfaction. We'll just have to keep investing in more shame and more guilt. Oh, if only I hadn't been thinking that. I know, you know, if only I'd heard this unity message years ago. Oh, if only I'd walked into this church 20 years ago. My life could have been so different. Well, you know, you walked in today. Make it different today. By having a different thought. Seeing it in a different light. And it's a funny thing. When we put a new light, do you know what the purpose of light is for? No. What somebody said it? to see. You turn on a light so you can see. You don't turn on a light so you can learn, because let's face it, you already know. But you want to see what you know. You turn on light to see. Now, it's not just the lamp in your living room or in your bedroom, your kitchen, your bathroom. I'm just giving you a larger home, perhaps some of you, but you turn on a light, but what about your God light, your spirit light, your wisdom light, your joy light? What if you decided, I want to see joy today? Doggone it, I'm going to see joy today. Click, here is my joy light. And all it takes is a different thought, a different attitude to see in a different light. Imagine, say, I don't. Some of you may love your home, some of you may not. I'm guessing most of us take our home for granted in many ways. And so what I suggest to any and all of you who are not already doing this, no matter where you live, no matter what you've been trying to convince yourself about it, if it's less than the perfect home, at the front door, make a declaration. Only love lives here. At the front door of your building, and then up the steps in the elevator, and then at the door to your apartment, your house, whatever it is, only love lives here. I insist on only seeing love today. So there's a catch in this. You cannot be the exclusion to love. It can't be everything in this place is love except me. If only love lives here, then I am love, and I live here. I'm already here. I'm already home. I'm already... I spent a lot of years trying to get there. Thinking, oh, there, wherever that is. As a kid, in religion, we were trying to get to heaven. Heaven was the good place, but nobody seemed to want to die to get there. Which I found interesting. You're telling me the land of glory cannot wait to get there, but I'm not in any hurry. I got some flesh to take care of first. I have desires. And so I think there's a different concept there. But what if I'm already in heaven? What if I could enter heaven today? Because I can. Heaven's a state of thinking. And anybody who's been to hell knows that's a state of thinking. I have made many trips into hell in my life. And then one day I found out, oh, I have the key to get out. And it's the stuff we teach here. It's just another thought. Just another thought to get into hell, out of hell. Into hell, out of hell. Which feels better? You'd think so, wouldn't you? But some of us are willing, fine, I know it's painful, I know it hurts, but I have things to do there. I have shopping to do there. I have resentments to live through out there. So I'm just going to have to deal with the pain and the lack and the sickness of fine, but I'm not letting my parents get away with what they did. So if it means sending them to hell, I'm going there too. They're not going to get off the hook. Yeah, we're not going to let the government off the hook. We're not going to let our parents off the hook. We're not going to let our next door neighbor off the hook. Our ex-spouse and the other ex-spouse. And that other one. We're all going to hell. We're crazy. We're just crazy. Except the days we don't. Except the days we say, I'm not going to hell today. You know, I don't feel, I have a brand new outfit on. I'm not wearing it in hell. I've got nice shoes, a new outfit, I got my hair cut, and I do still get this cut. I am not going to hell. I don't care what they say. I'm not going to hell today. I'm going to look at this differently. And sometimes I'm driving, as I do that in Connecticut, I do that a lot. And some days I will be in my car and I will be having a big argument. And I'm the only one in the car. And finally, I've gotten good at asking myself, Sean, do you really want to be right about this? Do you want to be right about being wronged? Or would you rather be having a big chat with Spirit in the car? Would you rather be influenced by light and love and the silence? And often the answer is yes, I'm happy to tell you. Because if it isn't, why am I up on the stage? But often, frequently, the answer is yes, I want to know more about light. I want to know more about what love is, the simplicity of love, not the confusion. I want to put my misperceptions aside. Maybe we'll dump them off in this corner lot here nobody's using, and we'll drive on with some new information or some old information that's true. And it's really fascinating to hear what you hear with just a shift of willingness. That joy is about willingness. Peace is about willingness. The experience of love is about willingness. Even the experience of health and well-being is about willingness, as is all the other stuff. The stuff we think is controlling us, that's all about willingness too. But which do I want to be willing to experience today? And so I see many heads nodding. Yes, this is what I want. Yes, this is what I want. And I guarantee if I had all your Facebook pages this afternoon, I would see the opposite of it. Not all of you, but some of you. I've seen it in Connecticut. It shocks me. A couple of people, you're so right, Sean. And then the things they post on their Facebook. I got to tell you, in this past year and a half, some of the lightest, loveliest people I know, my heart has hurt when I see their Facebook pages as they are spouting off everything they don't like. And it's like, hello, won't you please? I've called a couple of them across the country and I said, hello, why don't you talk about what you want on your Facebook page instead of what you don't want? The power of blessing is the power of multiplication in metaphysics. And so you see, what you bless, you multiply in your life. Do you understand that sometimes you are blessing what you don't want? When you go to lunch, get on the phone, and you're talking about what you don't like about your life, and you're actually blessing what you don't like, and it multiplies. It's just horrifying, isn't it? How we multiply lack, and we multiply. But again, new thought takes you right out and puts you right back into the true place. We do not have to wait for God to forgive us, if anyone is still confused about that. We don't have to make amends to God, except to rethink God. Those of you who do amends process, that means to rethink. Rethink your spirit, rethink your light, rethink your body, rethink it all, and you can rethink it quickly. I did when I came into Unity in 1997. Is when I really came, 96 actually, it was a Sunday after Christmas, 1996, and I walked into Unity, and I found out that day that I was good in God. I suspected, but I wasn't sure until I heard the minister that day. I found out I had always been good. Capital G, good, with no opposite. I had always been good, and I was always going to be good. Now, and that was wonderful. It had nothing to do with how I had behaved. And it had nothing to do with how I felt. It had to do with my innate nature. And I heard that on that Sunday, along with a good show tune. And I thought, this is the place for me. Because I thought, I don't know anywhere else I've been where I heard, in God, I am good. And even better, this is just the best. I found out you were good too. And I didn't have to worry about you. And I didn't have to worry about what you said or did or felt or behaved. In truth, we are both good. Have always been good, will always be good. And so when I can look beyond these walls and look at the world around me
And hear the news and what have you. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Okay, in truth, we are all good. And my life will be easier if I insist on thinking in those terms, and everything else is personality. Everything else is personality. The stuff I don't like about myself or people is about personality. It's not about nature. It's not about my divine self or your divine self or their divine self. It's our divine self. There is one mind. There's only one, one mind. And from there, we are free to think how we feel we want to think. We are free to experience perception and misperception. We are free to experience health and sickness. We are free to experience wealth and poverty. We are free to experience liking and hating. We are free to experience all of it. But when it comes down to it, and this is why God that I understand isn't worried. Because the God I understand is not a person or a personality. It is spirit. It is love. It is wisdom. It is intelligence. It is power. It is presence. The God that I understand and has not left us, will never leave us, does not need us to behave differently for us to still be what we are. And so, this God of my understanding has never left me, and I'm never going to get back to it because I can't escape it. God is presence itself. Presence itself isn't over there while I'm over here. Presence itself is here. And so, within that presence, there is a voice. There is a beautiful, wonderful voice, and it's always saying, hello, hello, hello. Hello. Here's the truth about you. Here's the truth about them. Here's the truth. Hello. Listen. Listen and trust. Listen, 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 because it's good news. And I have that voice, and I've been hearing it for several years consciously. I'm sure it was always speaking to me and through me. But there was a point where I had wasn't paying attention because I was busy saying, I've got it from here. Thank you. And I... But I don't want to have it from here, thank you. I want to have it in here and all around me. I want it everywhere present, the presence that is. And so I listen to that voice and I trust it. And my life is better every time I surrender to it. I find things I thought I had lost or I don't care about them anymore. But there's never a time when I'm present in the presence that there's an absence of good. And so I'm going to close.